Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Beis. Yezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the fourth parak today. We begin about 10 lines from the top with the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. We already had this Mishnah in yesterday's discussion. It should be a little bit of Chazar. Mishi Yotzef, a person left on Erev Shabbos, and he's traveling, and he's intending, Leilech Be'ir Shema'arvin Ba, and he's intending to go to another city, but that other city is too far away to go to, so he has to extend his tchum. He normally would be in a city and have 2,000 amos around it. This other city is 4,000 amos away, so he has to make his makom shvisa 2,000 amos, let's say, to the left of his city, and then he can travel the additional 2,000 amos from his makom shvisa to that other city, and this way he'll be able to go to the other city on Shabbos. As Rashi says, Me'iro, he's leaving from his city, Lelech b'ir acheres, Shema'arvim bo, Shesmucha li'iro b'soch dalet alofim. So it's 4,000 amos away, or less. But it's more than 2,000 amos away, so he can't go there directly. So he has to make a new makom shvisa. He has to make an Erev Techumen. And ve'herziro chaveiro. His friend tells him, we learned in yesterday's shir, Rashi brought down, he says, too cold to travel, too hot to travel, and his friend says, don't go. Now, the scenario that we're talking here is we do one of two things. Rashi has two different interpretations, two different approaches here. Either he actually left, or he just intended to go. And we'll see how this falls out as we go through the Gemara further. So the Mishnah continues, and it says, he goes back, verziru chaveru. So he turned back. So Reuven is the one who either started out or intended to go out, but his friends turn him back. Now they all want to go to the other city. Humutolelech. So the Mishnah tells us, Reuven, the guy who had started to go in some way, shape, or form, he's allowed to go and have his mokum shvitsa, 2,000 amos to the left of the city, and then travel the other 2,000 amos to the other city. He can go, but everybody else is not allowed to do that. The Gemara will ask, obviously, why not? Why is he different than everybody else? This is the opinion the Mishnah says, Divrei Rav Yehuda. This is Rav Yehuda who allows, as we learned in yesterday's shir, and here we again see it in today's Mishnah, that if you're traveling, so a person is considered a poor person on the road, and therefore he's allowed to go and establish a Erev Tchumim, either by designating it or just by the fact that he's on the road, as we'll see. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir Omer. If somebody has the ability to go and place his Shabbos food by a certain place, and he did not do so, in fact, he didn't go and set up his Erev Techumim, so now he left his current place, so he's essentially giving up what he has over here now. But he didn't do successfully to place a Erev Techumim, he didn't put his two meals over there. He just said something which, according to Rav Meir, is not good enough. And therefore, Hareze Chamor Gamol, he is considered like a donkey driver and a camel driver, which we discussed previously in the Masechta, means that he's stuck. He's going to have to be only in the place where the two Erevs overlap, from where he would want to be and where he is. If they don't overlap at all, then he can't move more than Dalet Amos from where he is. And the Gemara will discuss, we already learned this, how come we have to have this again? That's our Mishnah. Gemara starts off and asks a question. We already had all of this yesterday. This is Chazara. So he says, Maishna Ihu, or Maishna Inhu. Why did this guy, Reuven, is he allowed to go, even though he came back into the city, is he allowed to have his Mokum Shvitsa 2,000 amos to the left of the city, and then he can travel the additional 2,000 amos to the other city, but all of his friends can't. Maishna Inhu, all the other friends can't do this. What's the reason that he's different than them? Some Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, we're talking about a very specific situation. You know what we're dealing with over here? We're dealing with a person, Kigon Shiesh Shnei Batim. This guy has two residences. He has two houses, one in the city that he's in right now, and one in this other city that he'd like to travel to. Ubeinayim Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. And they're 4,000 amas apart. Lavdavka, it'd be less than 4,000 amas, but more than 2,000 amas. So there's two tchumim, so to say, in between them. So he'd have to make a new Mokum Shvitsa at 2,000 amas to be able to go from one house to the other. So this guy, Reuven, has two houses. Ihu, Reuven. Kivon de Nofak Le Liorcha, once he starts out on the road. Again, some suggest that we're dealing here with, he just has intention to start out on the road, as we'll see later in the Gemara. But once he starts out on the road, in any way, shape, or form, he is now no longer in his house. Havali Oni, he's now considered like a poor person, and a poor person is allowed to make a verbal designation. I want to have my Erev Techumim underneath that spot, and therefore this will work for him. However, all the people in the city, all of his friends, the Inhu, they're Hani Ashirin Inhu. They're all considered rich people. And a rich person, according to this opinion, is not allowed to go and verbally just declare, under certain situations, that he wants his Mokum Shvitsa to be someplace else. So that's why this guy Reuven and all the other people have a different status. Reuven is allowed to, and they're not allowed to. And in fact, we have a braisa that supports this opinion that Rav Huna just gave us. Tani Nami Hochi. The braisa supports Rav Huna's opinion. The braisa states, Mishi Yesh Lo Shtei Batim. The person has two houses. He has two residences. Ubinayim Shtei Tchumi Shabbos. Exactly our case. The two houses are separated by up to 4,000 amos. More than 2,000, less than 4,000 amos. So Kivun Shehichzik Baderech. Notice the language that we use over here. Since he is on the road, Hichzik Baderech, in this situation, Rashi says, Af im lo omar shvi sosi b'sofa tchum v'chozar. According to this understanding of Rashi, again, we'll see the other understandings of Rashi as well, but the simple first interpretation of Rashi is, even though he didn't say, I want my mokum shvisa to be by that specific place at the end of the tchum at the 2,000 amos, but he then returns home. In this situation, kona eruv. He, in fact, acquires an eruv. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda's son, Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, adds to this. Yes, Rakein on Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's own son, Rav Yossi, makes even a stronger statement than his father. He's even more makel. He says, Afilu mitzol chaveiro. Even in a situation where his friend finds him and says to him, Amalo, Linpo, stay here with me. Don't go outside. It's too much of a trip right now. Eschamahu, it's very hot outside. It's too bad to it's not a good time to travel. Eitzino, too cold to travel. Therefore, even though the friend turned him around, Lamachar, on the next day, Mashkim Vaholich, Ruvain, or a guy who was turned around, is still allowed to go. That's the more lenient opinion of Yosef Yehuda. Here we're talking about in a situation where he wasn't even on the road yet. The first opinion of Yehuda was Kivin Sheikh Zimbaderach. Here we're talking about the guy is in his house and he's telling his friends goodbye. I'm leaving now, and they tell him it's too hot, too cold. Don't leave now. So Rav Yosef Yehuda is even more makel than his father. He says, even if he didn't leave, but he just said, I'm going to be leaving, that's enough that he is able to acquire his Mokum Shvisa by just stating so. Now, this is the understanding of Rav Huna of the Machlokes between Rav Yehuda and his son, Rav Yosef Yehuda. But now we're going to bring down a Machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef as to exactly what is this proper understanding of what Rav Huna said. So Rabba tells us, Lomar, to specifically state, I want my Mokum Shvitza to be in such a place, Kulei Amal Lepligi Ditzarech. Now I'm going to read you the second shot in Rashi. This is found about 8-10 lines down in the wide lines of Rashi with the words Lishna Achrina. And Rashi writes, Amar Rabba, Lomar, for the person to say, Shvitzosi Bisochatchum, I want my Shvitza, my focal point, my Mokum Shvitza to be at the 2000 Amma point. So in this situation, Rabba tells us, Kulei Amal Lepligi Ditzarech. What does that mean? Rashi continues, Hachozer Lomarkein. It means Zahachozer Lomarkein. He has to go and say this specifically. The person who's returning has to specifically say, I want my Mokum Shvisa to be in that place for it to work. Where do they argue? Rav Yehuda and his son Rav Yossi. The Chipoli Rav Yossi. Va'osulakule. Where Rav Yossi is more makel than his father is only in the case Achazoka Polik. Only if he hasn't yet gone out on the road. So everybody agrees that if he's gone out on the road, then it's adequate if he says it. But along comes Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and he says, even if he hasn't gone on the road, ki pligi lahasik, he hasn't yet gone out on the road. Even there, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda says he's allowed to go and say. And Rav Yehuda, his father, would say, no, in that situation, it wouldn't be good. That's the way Rabba understands this. Rav Yossi has a different understanding. Rav Yossi says, no, lahasik, when he hasn't yet left for the traveling, he says, I'm going to go, guys, goodbye. He hasn't gone yet. Everybody would say in that situation that he absolutely has to specify that he wants his Mokum Shvisa to be in a certain place for that to work. However, ki pligi, where the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and his son is in the following situation, he's already gone on the road. It's not machzik. He's already on the road. He's be'urcha. And now, does he or does he not have to say it? Ki pligi lomar. The machlokas between Rav Yehuda, who says he has to say it, and his son, Rav Yosef Yehuda, says he doesn't have to say it. Once he's on the road, it's implied that's where he wants his Mokum Shvisa to be. So Rabba and Rav Yosef have like the opposite of each other. Rabba says the machlokas is in a situation where he's on the road, and he says something that's certainly good. And the machlokas is, if he didn't yet get on the road, does he have the ability to say something? That would be Rav Yosef Yehuda says yes. And Rav Yehuda says no. And Rav Yosef says the opposite. He says, when he's lahachzik, he's just saying he's going to go. So everybody says he absolutely has to say something. And the machlokas is that if he's on the road, does he have to say something? Here, Rav Yosef Yehuda is more makel than his father Rav Yehuda. He says he doesn't even have to say something in this situation, whereas Rav Yehuda says he has to say something. Now, Kiman Ozlo Hoda Me'ula, the following statement that Ula makes, does that go according to Rabba or according to Rav Yosef? So the following statement, Misha Hichzik Baderech, Ula said, if somebody is Hichzik Baderech, in other words, he's on the road, that zero chavero, and his friends tell him, come back. Don't go, it's too cold, too hot. So in this situation, Harehu Muchzar Umuchzar, he is returned, and yet he's on the road. That seems mutually contradictory, and that's what the Gemara says. Imuchzar, if he's returned, how can you say Lama Muchzar? How can he be on the road? And Vimuchzar, if he's on the road, Lama Muchzar, then how is he returned? So what exactly is Ula saying? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kama, this is what Ula is telling us. Afal Pishu Muchzar, even though he is returned, he is considered halachically Muchzar as if he's still on the road, and therefore he is allowed to go and make a verbal declaration. Who does its opinion go like? Come on. This is like Rav Yosef. This is like the opinion of Rav Yosef, the second opinion that we brought down, not Rabba, Valiba, the Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and according to the Makel opinion of the son of Rav Yosef, Yehuda, not like the father, Rav Yehuda. Ma'aseh Shoya, Rav Yehuda Ba'er Ishtosa. That's the name of this Rav Yehuda. We have lots of Rav Yehudas in the Gemara. This is Rav Yehuda Bar Ishtosa. Not sure what that is supposed to mean or signify. Sometimes the names are just names. Rashi says, Shem Adam. Sometimes it's based upon some event in his life or some other factor. In any event, this Rav Yehuda Bar Ishtosa, Aisile Kalkola de Peri. He once brought a basket of fruit, Kalkola de Peri, to his Rebbe. Rav Nassim Bar Rishaya. To Rav Nassim Bar Rishaya. Now, he lived in a different town, so he went to visit his Rebbe, Erev Shabbos, to give him something to eat. Gave him a present. Now, he's going to return to his town. Kaviyazil, he's about to return to his town to get back in time for Shabbos. What happened? Shavke, his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Bar Rishaya, let him start to go. In other words, Adinochiz Dargo, he started taking down the steps. Dargo is like a ladder, Rashi says, Malam in Akevish, Shayorim in Aliyah, Dadle Hichzik Baderech. He made him take some steps, so to say, from the apartment, so it looks like he is on the road already. And then he told him, Amalei, stop. He said, Beis Hocha, stay over here for Shabbos. Stay over here. Go back tomorrow. Yeah, it's too late to go now. Lamacha called the Vyazil. Tomorrow you can go back, and you'll be able to go back there because, even though it's 4,000 Amma away, but since you started out on the road, so your intention was clear, and therefore you're allowed to go and have your Mokhan Shisa, 2,000 Amma to the left of the city, and therefore you get back to your hometown tomorrow morning. Don't go now. Go tomorrow. We turn to the Omid Beis. Who does this go like? Commanding Gemara asks. Tomorrow says this is exactly the same thing. This is like the opinion of Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Baliba, the Rosi Yehuda, the lenient opinion of the son versus Rav Yosef's father, Rav Yehuda. Gemara says, Lavdavka. Well, you can't automatically say that. There may be things missing over here. And maybe he really holds like Rabba, Baliba, the Rav Yehuda. Maybe, in fact, he holds like the opinion of Rabba that says if he made a declaration, then he's allowed to go. But if he didn't make a declaration, he's not allowed to go. I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda, like the father, and not like the opinion of Rav Yosi. So again, it's not clear from here that you can bring me a raya. The Gemara continues and says, Rav Meir Omer, Kol Sheyochel Ari V'chulei. Rav Meir said, in this situation, he's like a chamor gomel. Since he left, so he's giving up his current shvisa, but he didn't establish a new shvisa, so he's stuck. He's like the camel driver, the donkey driver, that is leading the donkey from behind and the camel from in front. So therefore, this is not a good situation. The Gemara says, Hotinin Chodazimna. But we learned this already. We had this on Daf Lamed Hey. Hotinin Chodazimna. We learned in the Mishnah over there that in a Sofek, if there is a lack of certainty, if there's a doubt that a person made a valid Eruv, so then in that situation, he's stuck. Rav Meir and Yehuda, both of them said, Hareze Omrim, Hareze Chamor Gamel. He's like a Chamor Gamel. He's like a person who's both a donkey driver and a camel driver. One he leads from the front, one he pulls from behind. He has to look in both directions, and he's not going anyplace. So in this situation, he's stuck. So we already learned this in Daf Lamed Hey. How come we have to learn this again over here? That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis says, you know why it has to repeat it here? Lo tema time of the Rav Meir, you might have thought that Sothek Erev, Sothek Lo Erev, then who Davi Chamar Gamal? Only in a situation where there's a Sothek, did his Erev really take effect? So then, in that situation, we give him the worst of all situations. We say he's the Chamar Gamal, he has to have the Erev over here and the Erev over there, so he's only allowed to go to the places where they overlap. Avavade Lo Erev, in our situation here, we know for a fact he did not make a valid Erev. So, Lo Avi Chamar Gamal, I might have thought in that situation, why would you say that he's a Chamar Gamal? He definitely did not make an Erev over here. So the Chiddush is, Avafilu Vaday Lo Erev, even if he didn't make a definitive Erev, In our situation, he definitely did not make a definitive Eruv. Nevertheless, Hevi Chamor Gamol. You might have thought that, unless he has a new place that he's definitely establishing his Eruv, he never gave up the rights to his old Eruv. So the Chiddush is, in this situation, Hevi Chamor Gamol. The Hohochi Vade Lo Eruv. The Ko Hevi Chamor Gamol. Here, he did not make a new Eruv. It wasn't a good Eruv. And therefore, the Chiddush is that even when he doesn't have a definitive replacement for his Eruv, the fact that he's trying to get rid of his current Eruv essentially establishes that he doesn't want his current Eruv, and therefore he's stuck. We don't know where his Eruv is, and he's like the Chamor Gamol. Let me go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, if a person leaves his Tchum, Rashi says, Bemezid. We're talking here about a person that intentionally left his Tchum. Why he did that? He did it. I don't know. He did it. Umidas, he did it intentionally. Shelo Shei Mitzvah, he left for absolutely the wrong reason. He wasn't going to run to do a mitzvah. He wasn't going to deliver a baby. He wasn't going to save marauding troops from attacking, etc. He didn't do any of the things we learned earlier that you're allowed to leave your tchum for. He intentionally, b'mezid, now knowingly left his tchum. So in this situation, the Mishnah says, "Mi she'yotzei chutz l'tchum, afilu ama achas, even one ama outside of his tchum, he can't go back. Afilu am achas lo yikonis. He's not allowed to re-enter into his tchum. He has essentially said, I give up my original tchum, and he can't get it back. He can't go back into the original tchum. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Reb Lezer says, if he only went out one amma, he could go back. Shtayim, two ammas, he can go back. However, shalosh, if he goes out three ammas, then lo yikonis. Reb Lezer says he can't go back. That is the difference between the two, Tanakama and Reb Eliezer. As Rashi says, Mishum have lost tchumim. If he only went out one or two amos, he's still, quote, within his original tchum, because a person is given, according to Reb Eliezer, two amos to the left and two amos to the right of where he is. So he's entitled to go back that two amos, as we learned previously on Daf Memhei, and Reb Eliezer Lutaimei. He follows that opinion here as well. Since he is in the middle of his four amos, and he's only two amos away, so he's entitled to go back. Once he goes back, he's in his area that was his original tchum, and therefore, even though he left intentionally, but he didn't go more than two amos out, he still gets to go back. That's our Mishnah. Now the Gemara starts and says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina tells us, Raglo achas b'socha tchum. What happens if we have the following scenario? He has one foot inside his tchum, the raglo achas chutz l'tchum, and the other foot is outside the tchum. So what's the din? He's half in, half out. So, according to the Tanakhama, who says if you go out one amma, you can't go back in, so lo yikonis. He's not allowed to go back in because he's considered as being outside. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, Dechsiv, im toshiv mishabos raglecha. If, in fact, you do not go out even with one foot, raglecha is raglecha, Ksiv. It's written as if it was in the singular form. The word raglecha, if you just hear the word raglecha, you don't know whether it has a yud in it that would imply that it's both your feet, or if it doesn't have a yud in it, and it's spelled without a yud in it, and therefore it could be pronounced, it's like a ksivu kri, and it could be pronounced raglecha, your foot, singular. So therefore, since there's no yud over here, he says, according to this opinion of Rabbi Chanina, that im tashiv mishabos raglecha, which means raglecha, if you kept both your feet inside the tchum, then you're okay. But if you put even one foot outside your tchum, then you can't go back inside. You're considered as being outside the tchum. Gemara says, but wait a second, we learned in a braisa of Otanya, raglo achas besocha tchum, raglo achas chutz l'tchum. No, the guy that's half in, half out. One foot is in, one foot is outside the tchum, yikanes. The braisa argues with this opinion of Rabbi Chanina and says that you, in fact, can return. So what's going on? Gemara says, Omani, this second braisa that we just brought down right now is going according to the opinion of the Acherim. Acherim is usually Rav Meir, but Lav Davka always so. In any event, Acherim say, Detanya, Acherim Omrim, the braisa tells us, Limakom Sherubo Hu Niskar. When a person is considered as to where he is, we look at the majority of his body. So if a person only put his foot outside the Tchum, the rest of his body is inside the Tchum. And therefore, this Acherim opinion is the opinion of the Brice that we brought down. Raglo achas besocha tchum, raglo achas chutz l'tchum, yikonis. He can go back inside. And Rabbi Chanina argues. He argues with this Brice and the opinion of the Acherim. That's version number one. Ika the Amre, the second version of what Rabbi Chanina said is as follows. Amre Rabbi Chanina said, raglo achas besocha tchum. If a person has one foot inside the tchum, raglo achas chutz l'tchum, and one foot outside the tchum, again, the exact same scenario we just talked about, but here we're going to have a different conclusion of Rabbi Chanina. In the first version, Rabbi Chanina said, lo yikanes. But according to this version, ragel achas besol hatchom, ragel achas chutz hatchom, yikanes. Here Rabbi Chanina says the exact opposite. In other words, Rabbi Chanina is now going like the Braisa, and therefore the Gemara says that will be a proof to him. In any event, the reasoning is, according to this version, why does Rabbi Chanina say you can't go back in? He brought a pasuk before that says you can't go back in, because here he reads the pasuk as follows. According to this version of Rabbi Chanina, it's the exact opposite. Tchsiv, imtoshiv mishabos raglecha. Here the word raglecha is pronounced raglecha as if it has a yud in it, and therefore raglecha kirinon, and we read it in the plural. And therefore, unless both your feet are outside, then you still have the right to go back inside. So the second version is the exact opposite of the first version. In the first version, Rabbi Chanina said, in the situation of one foot in, one foot out, you're not allowed to go in, lo yikanes. And in the second version, the Ikad Yamre, he says, yikanes. And it's both of them is based upon a different understanding of the word raglecha. In the first version, he understands raglecha as being singular, pronounced raglecha, tzuksivu kri. And the second one, he says, no, it's pronounced raglecha, and that's as if it had a yud inside of it, employing plural. But now the Gemara says, "Vatanya lo yikanes." Now here they bring down a different brisa, and this brisa that they're now bringing down says, "You're not allowed to go in, lo yikanes." So Gemara says, "Hu d'yomar ki acherim?" No, Rabbi Chanina, according to the second version, is it perfectly in accord with the acherim in the first version, which is the opinion that the Tanya lemakum shirubahu niskar, a person is considered where most of his body is. So if he only has 1 foot outside, his most of his body is considered inside. So even though there's a price that it says 1 foot in, 1 foot out is no good, but Rabbi Chanina holds like the second opinion, which is the opinion of the Acherim. Finally, the Mishnah said, that was the opinion of the Tanakhama till now, Rabbi Lezer Omer, shtayim yikanes, shalosh lo yikanes. So we quote the Mishnah, and it says that if he's two Amos within, because Rabbi Lezer Lishitoso says that within two Amos it's still within your Tchum, so therefore he returns to his original Tchum by these two Amos that he's allowed, but more than that, three is no good. Now, Botanya, we learned in another Braisa, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Achas Yikones, Shtaim Lo Yikones, this other Braisa seems to conflict, because it says one is okay, but two is not okay. And our Mishnah said two is okay, three is not okay. So what's going on? Seems to be two different opinions in the name of Rabbi Lezer. So one says, Lokash, it's actually not. It's all how you phrase it. Everything's relative. That which we said, Hod Yokar, Chodo, Vikom Atarte. Our Mishnah is talking about we were already one Amma out. And it said he can go one Amma more, but he can't go two Ammas more. And Hod Yokar Tarte, Vikom Atlos. But the Braisa that we just said, that's when it said, Achas Yikones, Shtaim Lo Yikones, that's talking about where he has already gone two Ammas, and now he's in the third Amma. So there really is no machlokes, there's no difference of opinion between the two. Everybody agrees that if he's one or two amas, he's okay. And once he goes beyond two amas, he's in the third amas, he's not okay. Just the way they phrased it is different. But the two braisa, the braisa and our mishnah, are not contradictory. Mor says, but it is. Vatanya, you have another braisa, says Rabbi Eliezer, afilu ama achas lo yikanes. Here it says, if he even goes one ama out, he can't go back. Now there's no way to reconcile this by saying it's relative. Or it says, no. This braisa, kitanya hi, is talking about a unique situation. It's talking about lemodet. It's talking about a person who is measuring the tchum. As Rashi explains over here, shechoshkolo b'yomar shisasi b'mkomi. The guy was traveling Erev Shabbos. It got dark. He said, I want my shvisa to be right over here. Shvisasi b'mkomi. Now, once Shabbos starts, he wants to go the 2,000 amas he's entitled to. Umodet alofim p'sios, as we talked previously, a person is someplace he doesn't have signs telling you where the tchum ends, so he walks off the footsteps. So he takes 2,000 footsteps. So alpayim psios benonios, middle average steps. And ulai yikonis the tchum ayir, if he reaches into the tchum of the city, so then he gets the entire city is dalet amos. However, v'kolu alpayim shelo amo achas chutz l'tchum. When he measures from Shisasi Bimkomi, he has to go 2,001 Amma to get into the city. Therefore, Lo Yikonis is not allowed to go in. Shafilo Alpayim, Molicho Soso Litzocho, and Mutalotzeis Me'alfayim. Even when it would have gotten him into the city, he doesn't get the entire city. He did not, like we learned previously. Lamode, somebody measuring in this situation, he didn't know the city was there. Shamu Vinosin Lo Alpayim, Afilu Sof Bidasu Kolobimara. And we said it ends up in a cave, so he only gets to go up to the middle of the cave. Wherever the 2,000 amas end, he can't go the rest of the cave. Why? The kivon shemodad alpayim luvad mokum shvisoso shein arba in yochalaver chutz l'alpayim. Since he gets the 2,000 amos from the 4 amos where he is, so it's really 2,004 amos, but he can't go any further than that. So since he's 1 amma away, that's what the Bryce is talking about. Just 1 amma away, that's not the same thing as saying he went outside the tchum 1 amma. He's 1 amma away from the tchum, not that he was inside it and he went outside, and therefore he can't go. And that's what it says over here. Kitani lahi lemodeid ditnan. This is the Mishnah. We'll have Mirtz Hashem in a week or two on Daf Samach Aleph, which says Ulamodeid Sha'amru Nosin La'apayim Amma. The person who's measuring out his tchum on Shabbos, and we give him 2,000 amas. So we said over there, like we just brought down from the Rashi, Afilu Sof Midaso Kala Bimara. Even if he were to end off inside a cave, now the cave is an enclosed area, it should be viewed normally as Dalet Amos. If a person started off in the cave, he would have the entire cave as his Dalet Amos. But since it's ending in the cave, in this situation, he doesn't get the whole cave. He would only end exactly at the 2,000 amma spot. Finally, we conclude today's share in the Perek a little bit early. Mitz Hashem, the Mishnah, the final Mishnah is a short one. Misha Hechshech Chutz L'Tchum. If somebody was traveling on the road, Shubaba Derech Rashi says, V'choshchalo Chutz L'Tchum, and he is outside the Tchum of his city. So, Afilu Amma Achas, even if he's only 1 amma away, he didn't realize where he was, he's 2,001 amas outside of the city, so not good enough. Lo yikonis, he's not allowed to go into the city. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, however, afilu chamesh esrei amos yikonis. No, he says, even if he's within 15 amas, Rashi over here says, lab dafka, tetzav amma, it's an estimation, even if he's a couple of amas away, so he's allowed to go in, he can go inside, yikonis. Why is that? Shein hamoshachos, because when they have markers of 2,000 amas, they're not exact. And therefore, in this situation, we can basically say that he's not really outside the tchum, because there's like a little give. There's 15 amma leeway over here, and since he's within that 15 amma leeway, he's allowed to go inside. And this is mipnei tohen, because they don't measure it so carefully. The Gemara says, Tana, what does it mean that they don't measure it so carefully? Mipnei tohen amida, because when they're doing this, they don't measure it carefully. Rashi gives two explanations over here. In Dira Masu Mimnei Toin, Mimnei Toei Amida, the people that put up the signs, they make a mistake. Shein Makirin is a simon. They didn't know exactly where the 2,000 amas ended. Upaman Hochel Lahalam Imenu. In fact, they're allowed to go a little bit further than that, but they put it short. They always put the sign up a little bit short. V'cholzun V'lava Datayu. And we don't have to go by their marker because they tend to be a little bit short. So they only mark it off at 1985. And therefore, you got an extra couple of amas. So if you're beyond that by a few amas only, up to 15 amas, you can go inside. That's the simple understanding. Then Rashi brings down a beautiful explanation, Lishnachrina. And he says, Loshmativ, the Davka Tesvav Nokad. It's not that this is a Lav Davka, like he said originally. It's specifically Tesvav. Because when they measure out the Tchum, they specifically air 15 amas short. Why is that? V'toy Amida means the normal way that they do this is always going to be 15 amas short for the 2,000 amas. Why is that? V'toy Amida hein hamishuchos hakovin hatchumim. The people that go and measure out the Tchum, how do they do this? So we'll learn later on in the Masechta and Daf Nun Zayin. In Modid in Ela Bechevush Chamishim Amma, the way you measure out the Tchum is to take a 50 amma rope, which you have to grab at both ends. Arboim Chavolim. So therefore, you're going to need 50 amma rope to get to 2,000 ammas. You're going to need to do this 40 times. So what do you do? Yesh Al Payim, in this 2,000, you have 50 amma rope being used 40 times. V'chochevel v'chevel, each time you use it, you're grabbing on the person that is, they do this. So you have Reuven and Shimon. One holds this end and he stretches it to the other end. Shimon goes to the other end and he measures 50 amma. And then Reuven goes to the other end and measures another 50 amma. And this is how they go and extend 2,000 amma. But each time they're holding on to two ends of the rope. And this is going to be basically the part where you hold on is a tefach v'chatzi espa, as we'll see in Mirtz Hashem in a moment. Now, therefore, when we look at it, keep on reading the Rashi, v'chochevel v'chevel mismayit shnei achizos, each end, Reuven's holding one end, and Shimon's holding the other end, shezeto face mikan, v'zeto face mikan, Reuven's holding one end, Shimon's holding the other end, v'achiza tefach v'chatzi etzba. How much are you holding on with? You're holding on each end, Reuven at one end, Shimon at the other, and he's holding on, he's grabbing on with his hands, a tefach's worth, which is four etzbos, v'chatzi etzba, and another half of an etzba. So, when you're doing this 80 times, because you have 50 amma rope, with 40 times you're doing it, and you have one person at each end. So it's 40 times you're doing this twice. So it's a total of 80 times, because each person, Reuven, is doing it 40 times, and Shimon's doing it 40 times. So they're actually shorting the distance each time, 80 times you're doing it in total, a tefach and a chatz bi'etzba short. So this is haret pei tvachim. So the tefach that you're grabbing 80 times, it's going to be 80 tvachim, and then it's going to be 80 times a chatzi etzba. So a chatzi etzba times 80 is 40 etzbos. There are 4 etzba in a tefach. So if you have 40 etzbos, it's going to be ha'olim liyud tvachim. So now we have yud tvachim, and we have 80 tvachim. That's 90 tvachim. Hari tishim tvachim. 90 tvachim. There are 6 tvachim in an amma. So 90 tvachim is going to translate shehein chamesh esrei amos. Beautiful. It works out exactly. And that's why the second explanation of Rashi here is saying that this was mipnei ha'tohen. It's the intentional mistake that we made when we measure. You're always going to be off in the 2,000 amma, exactly 15 amma, because of the people holding on, Reuven and Shimon, each holding on to a tefach and a chatz bi'etzba every time that they're measuring, the 40 times that they're measuring the 50 amma rope. Hadron Alecha Mishotz Yu, Hadron Alecha Mishotz Yu, Hadron Alecha Mishotz Yu. This concludes today's shir.